That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum and Abner are still in Hollywood and still unable to find a means of transportation back to Pine Ridge. Their plan of a newspaper advertisement to share the ride to Arkansas turned out rather badly. A man called in answer to their ad, and after they went to his house and helped him lug his heavy wardrobe trunk out to the street, it developed that he thought they were the ones with the car. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. I wonder how many of you folks are planning on a fishing trip or a weekend outing soon. Well, whether you choose mountain streams, your favorite lake, or the seashore, you're in for a lot of fun. But unfortunately, even on a weekend or vacation fishing trip, you can wake up in the morning sneezing and sniffling with a summer cold. And that's when you'll wish you'd brought along that extra package of Alka-Seltzer, so you'll have one at home and the other ready to take along wherever you go. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give you extra fast relief, because it's in solution when you drink it. And Alka-Seltzer can give you extra effective relief from the discomforts of a summer cold because its dependable analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate helps relieve the headachy, feverish feeling of a cold. Alka-Seltzer offers extra value, too, because it's good not only for colds, but for headaches, indigestion, and the muscular fatigue that may spoil your weekend. So after considering all these benefits, next time buy 2 60-cent packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist before your weekend begins. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Remember that extra package of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on our friends today, we find them walking along a street in Los Angeles. Listen.
Wait a minute now, Lon. Don't walk so fast.
Well, we got to walk fast. We got to get to this place early if we expect to get a ride back to Arkansas.
Well, we're sure starting early enough, I'll say that. Ain't even had no breakfast yet.
Well, we can't stop for that now.
Well, whereabouts are you taking me anyway? You can at least tell me that.
Well, what do you care where it is just so as it gets us back home?
Well, that's where I want to go is back home. I don't want to spend no more time here in this Hollywood. Don't want to sleep one more night in that railroad depot, neither. Them's the hardest benches they got there I ever seen.
Hurry up, Abner. We don't want to miss out on this.
Well, what are we going in, Lum? A train or a bus or a bicycle? What is it now?
I don't know yet. We'll find that out.
Well, who's going to get us the tickets? How'd you find out about this?
I read about it in the newspaper.
Wait a minute. It ain't another one of them share the expenses deals, is it?
No. Facts is, this ain't going to cost us nothing. According to that ad I read, they're going to furnish the transportation free.
Now, just a minute now, Long.
Come on, Abner.
Just what are you getting us into, anyway?
It'll get us back to Arkansas, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah, but just what do we have to do to get this free ride? That's what I want to know.
Oh, not hardly nothing. Might have to pick a little cotton.
Oh, well, pick cotton?
Yeah, there's some fella out here rounding up some workers to go back with him to Arkansas and work in the cotton field. Come on, Abner, we got to hurry. Nerve of that feller. Too old. Look at me, Abner. Do I look too old to pick cotton?
No, you don't look it. He must have found it out some other way.
Grannies, I bound you I could pick more cotton with one hand tied behind my back than half of them fellers he signed up.
Well, Lom, you said yourself once we got back to Arkansas, he's going to quit right away and get on back to Pine Ridge.
I know, but it's just the idea of it. That feller sitting there at that desk telling me I'm too old.
Yeah. Well, come on. Ain't no use standing around here fussing about it. We better get going and try something else here.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute now, Lum. Don't go so fast. You got me in a dog trot now and I can't keep up
with
you.
Well, come on. We're on our way for sure this time. You got the lunch goods with you, ain't you?
I've got them. Can't we sit down here and eat a little bit of it? I'm hungry.
No, we ain't got time, Abner. The bus is due to leave pretty soon now.
Yeah, how'd you find out about this bus?
I read about it in the newspaper.
Uh-oh.
It's a good deal, too. I've heard it said that it's cheap to travel by bus, but I never realized it was this cheap.
Well, just how much is it going to cost us?
$5 apiece.
$5?
Yes, sir, that's all.
Clean to Arkansas?
Well, further than that, even. This bus goes right on through Arkansas, right over into Brentwood, Tennessee.
Well, we don't want to go to Tennessee.
Well, I know, but I figured we'd just get off in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. I want to get home. I want to quit traveling around this whole country. Of course, if they won't let us off while we could visit Pop over there, what town does it go to in Tennessee?
Brentwood.
Brentwood? Well, that's pretty close to where Papa lives. Where else does it go?
I don't know exactly. He mentioned some other towns, but I ain't familiar with them. Just said it was a tour to Brentwood, Bel Air, Westwood, and someplace up in the hills. Beverly Hills, I believe they call them.
Sure it weren't Cherry Hill.
No, I don't think so. More likely around there someplace, though. All I know is that they've got to go through Arkansas to get to Tennessee. Come on now, hurry up. We don't want to miss this.
Just cost $5. Wonderful trip.
All right. Don't rub it in, no. Ever. How was I to know there was a Brentwood out here in California? Only one I ever heard about was in Tennessee.
You and your big idea.
All right, Abner, just forget it. I made a mistake, and I admit it.
$5 apiece to see Claudette Colbert's house.
Well, you'll have to admit it was a nice drive, and we got to see all them movie stars' homes. The driver was awful nice about pointing them out to us.
I wish somebody'd point out my home. That's the one I'm interested in seeing.
Well, you got to see the Pacific Ocean, too.
And right there's where I started getting suspicious. Because I know good and well we never crossed that thing on our way out here from Arkansas.
Well, we've done did it now. Ain't no use to argue about it. Reckon what we ought to do next.
Lom, I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit down right here and eat these lunch goods. No use saving them for the trip, because it looks like there ain't going to be no trip.
No, sir, I ain't giving up yet. I'll still find us a way to get home.
Now, wait a minute. I just can't go so fast. My feet are plumb wore out, Mom.
Well, Abner, I'm just as tired as you are, but we don't want to miss out on this ride. You ought to be able to keep going if I can.
Yeah, but you ain't toting a bass drum like I am. All you got's that little old flute. Still don't see what you want to buy these dad-blame things for anyway.
Well, I ain't had time to tell you, Abner. Come on, or we'll be late.
Folks, here we are trying to get to Pine Ridge, and you want us to take music lessons.
We ain't going to take no music lessons.
Well, how are we going to play them then, Lum? I ain't got no natural music talents.
Well, we ain't going to play them. We're just going to act like we know how.
Oh, they can tell the minute we start.
Well, we ain't even going to take them out of the cases.
Huh?
I found out there's a hillbilly band leaving here for a tour of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And they got a big special bus they're going to travel in. And I figured that in the excitement, we can crowd in there with the others and nobody will ever know the difference. Just try to act like a hillbilly if you can.
Well, I'll try. It's going to be hard for me to do it, though.
Trip, this has got to work. Look at my head again. There must be a bump there, Summers.
I can't see nothing.
Well, there's one there, Summers. There must be. Granny's bad enough getting thrown off the bus without getting hit over the head with your own flute.
Well, you're lucky. You ought to be glad you weren't playing the bass drum. Oh, because I don't believe my head ever will heal up. Just look at my drum there, plumb roaring. Hole kicked clean through it.
Oh, well, you couldn't play it no ways.
How do you know I couldn't? I never had a chance to try it.
Reckon how them fellas knowed we wasn't regular members of that hillbilly band. Just too cityfied, I reckon.
Lom, you are to know they don't have bass drums and flutes in a hillbilly band.
Well, I couldn't help that. Them was the only two instruments we could afford.
Could have found a couple of jugs someplace.
Well, let's see. What can we try now?
Well, you can try anything you want to. I'm going back to the railroad depot and find me a good bench and get me some sleep.
Well, wait, Abner. It's just 6:30. Let's try for a couple of more hours.
No.
If we can't find no way home by then, we'll both go back to the depot and get to bed. Or to bench, I mean. I think I'll try this bench over here tonight. I was sleeping in a draft all last night.
I don't see how one bench is any better than another. Ain't none of them fit to sleep on.
Now, Granny, this is a fine way to spend your life. Seems like we've been here for 100 years.
I feel 100 years older, I know that.
And I wish folks would stop talking. Yaddity, yaddity, yaddity all around you.
Everybody getting on trains but us.
How long have we been here in Hollywood, anyway?
Yeah, let's see. We got here last Sunday. This must be about the fifth day.
Granny's 5 days, and we spent practical every minute of that trying to get a couple of tickets back to Pine Ridge.
Yeah. Would it be all right if I waved at that engineer there?
5 days, just trying to get some railroad tickets. My grannies, we tried every way in this world, too.
Yeah.
It just ain't no other ways, I reckon.
No.
Grannies, there ought to be, though. We're citizens of this country. We've got our rights. They can't do this to us, Abner.
They can't, huh?
No, sir. This is a free country. A man's got a right to go home, and I'm aiming on doing something about it right here and now.
Well, just what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, but I ain't just going to sit here, I know that. I'm going to tell somebody about this. Let the whole world know.
Who are you going to tell?
I'm going to tell the presidents of all the railroad companies and everybody that works for them.
Huh?
I'm going to start right in with that ticket agent over there at that ticket
window.
Now, Long,
come back here. Now, don't start no fuss.
I'm going to start a fuss. I'm going to tell him exactly what I think of him and his whole dad blame railroad.
Now, Long, now, just a minute.
I'm going to give him a talking to like he's never heard before in his whole life.
Oh, Long.
Nobody does things to L. Edwards and gets away
with
it.
Long, for goodness sakes, be careful what you're doing. You get us
going. Score me, Abner. Hey, you, Mr. Ticket Agent.
Yes? What is it?
Listen here. We've been in Hollywood 5 whole days, and all we want to do is go to Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Oh, you mean you want to buy some tickets?
And in them 5 days, we've tried every... What'd you say?
I said, do you want to buy some railroad tickets?
You mean they're for sale?
Why, certainly. Where do you wish to go?
Pine Ridge, that is, the county seat, Mena, Arkansas.
Now, let's see. Mena, Arkansas. I can get you out of here on the Santa Fe to Kansas City. You'll have an hour and a half wait there and take the Southern Belle on down to Mena, Arkansas.
You mean we can leave right home?
Your train will leave in 45 minutes.
Grannies, Abner, we ought to be bored for the simple.
Huh?
We're just like everybody else. We tried every place in town to get tickets but the railroad depot. Unpin the money, Abner. We're on our way home.
Yes, Abner, get the money unpinned. We're as anxious as you are to get back to Pine Ridge. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, if you happen to stay out too late with friends tonight and overindulge in good things to eat and drink, here's hoping you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer handy when you get home. Chances are you'll be wanting the extra fast relief it offers for headaches and minor acid stomach upsets. You see, Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties are extra effective because they can help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want for extra fast headache relief, too, because its analgesic pain reliever is dissolved and ready to go right to work right when you drink it. Now, you'll find Alka-Seltzer extra pleasant to take, too, as it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution which is refreshing to taste. And here's something else to remember. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. That's another extra value you get in Alka-Seltzer. So with all these extra benefits, why delay? Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your nearest drugstore right now while it's still open. Buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then you'll have that extra supply at home. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Remember that extra package of Alka-Seltzer.